Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
It's always a grace of the Lord that we can gather together before Him.
实在是神的恩典，我们能聚在他的面前。
And today I have a burden to share with you, just like our brother mentioned, and from the life of Jacob.
今天早晨，我的负担就像我们领事的弟兄所提到的，就是要来分享雅各的一生。
And let's to begin with, let's first read some Bible passages.
我们开始的时候先读一些圣经的经文。
And all the passages are from the book of Genesis.
我们所有的经文都在创世纪里面。
And let's first turn to chapter 28.
我们先来读28章。
And we're going to read from verse 12 to verse 19.
我们先从12节读到19节。
Yeah, I'm going to first read in English and then my brother in Chinese.
我先读英文的，我的弟兄会读中文的。
Genesis 28, verse 12. He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth, with the top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of the Lord were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac, the land on which you lie.I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west, to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not have you, will not leave you until...I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So Jacob arose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on its top.He called the name of that place Bethel. However, previously the name of the city had been Luz.
创世纪28章12节，梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。耶和华站在梯子以上，说：我是耶和华，你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。我也与你同在，无论你往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各睡醒了，说：耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。就惧怕说：这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。雅各清早起来，把所整的石头立作柱子，浇油在上面，他就给那个地方起名叫伯特利，就是神的殿的意思。但那地方起先名叫路斯。
And then let's turn to chapter 31. And we're going to read verses 44 and 45.
我们翻到31章，我们读44、45节。
So now come, let us make a covenant, you and I, and let it be a witness between you and me. Then Jacob took a stone and set it up as a pillar.
44节，来吧，你我二人可以立约，做你我中间的证据。雅各就拿一块石头立作柱子。
And then chapter 35.
我们再读35章。
We're going to read from verse 6 to 15.
我们会读第六节到第十五节。
Actually, we're going to first read from verse 6 to verse 10.
我们先读第六节到第十节。
So Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan. He and all the people who were with him. He built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because there God had revealed himself to him.When he fled from his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried below Bethel under the oak. It was named Elam Bakath. Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Padan Aram, and he blessed him. God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." Thus he called him Israel.
35章第六节，于是雅各和一切与他同在的人到了迦南地的路斯，就是伯特利。他在那里筑了一座坛，就给那地方起名叫伊勒伯特利，就是伯特利之神的意思。因为他逃避他哥哥的时候，神在那里向他显现。利百加的乃母底波拉死了，就站在伯特利下边橡树底下，那棵树名叫亚伦巴谷。雅各从巴旦亚兰回来，神又向他显现，赐福于他，且对他说，你的名原是雅各，从今以后不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列。这样他就改名叫以色列。
Then we're going to read verses 14 and 15.
我们再读14章，那么同一章的14节到18节。
Jacob set out a pillar in the place where he had spoken, where he had spoken with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured out a drink offering on it. He also poured oil on it. So Jacob named the place where God has spoken with him Bethel.
雅各便在那里立了一根石柱，在柱子上奠酒浇油，雅各就给那个地方起名叫伯特利。
And lastly, in the same chapter, we're going to read from verse 18 to verse 20.
我们最后读同一章，从18节到20节。
It came about as her soul was departing, for she died, that she named him Ben-Oni, and his father called him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. Jacob set out a pillar over her grave, that the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day.
十八节，他将近于死，灵魂要走的时候，就给他儿子起名叫别俄尼，便俄尼。他父亲却给他起名叫便雅敏。拉杰死了，站在以法他的路旁，以法他就是伯利恒。雅各在他的坟上立了一桶碑，就是拉杰的墓碑，到今日还在。
And as I am to a fellowship with the brothers and sisters concerning the life of Jacob, I would like to specifically look at the four pillars set up by Jacob.
今天我的负担是和弟兄们来分享雅各的一生。那么具体讲的话呢，就讲说雅各在他一生中所立的四桶碑。
And we know that Jacob is a Bible character that we are all very familiar with.
我们知道雅各是圣经里面大家都很熟悉的一个人物。
And he was a son of Isaac, and he had an older brother Esau.
他是雅各的，雅各是以撒的儿子，他的哥哥是以扫。
Yeah, we probably all remember that those are very distinct different personalities of Esau and Jacob.
我们知道以扫和雅各他们有不同的这个性格。
And Esau was a kind of a man of a field. He was a skillful hunter, and he was a very outgoing, carefree.
我们知道以扫的话呢，是喜欢在田野里面，他善于打猎，他是一个很外向的一个人，很可能也无忧无虑的一个人。
And he was to a point, he was to an extent that he didn't even care about his spiritual blessings.
他甚至不关心他属灵的这个祝福。
And he was willing even to trade his birthright, firstborn birthright, and for a bowl of lentil soup.
他甚至愿意将他的那个长子的名分来换一碗红豆汤。
But on the other hand, Jacob, the name itself means to grab, to supplant, and Jacob was a very calculating man.
另一方面的话呢，雅各的名字就是抓的意思，所以雅各的性格他就是善于就是计算，工于心计，他是一个抓一个喜欢夺的一个人。
And he would like to grab things even from his birth.
他甚至在母腹之中就开始抓了。
And brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you would like to be around a person like Jacob.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道说你希不希望你的旁边有像雅各这样的一个人。
And I don't. I don't want to be taken advantage of.
我不喜欢，因为我不喜欢雅各在我身边来抓我的东西。
So the common impression of Jacob, he was a very calculating, cunning, and who always tried to take advantage of people.
所以雅各就是一个工于心计的人，他甚至是一个狡诈的人，他是甚至要占别人便宜。
But in the Bible also said that he was a peaceful man.
但是圣经里面也说他是一个安静平和的人。
And so in the original language, the peaceful means a complete perfect.
那个在原文里面的话，这个安静平和有一个完全有一个成立完美的意思。
And it implied some kind of moral integrity.
好像这里暗示一个他的好像是一个道德操守还是不错的。
And yeah, and actually the same word was used when the Bible described Job and Job being perfect. That's the same word.
实际上圣经里面同一个字也用在约伯的身上，当神在描述约伯是完美的时候，就用的同一个字。
And so it's very interesting to see that, and that Jacob actually has some moral integrity.
这个我们很有意思的看见说，圣经里面居然说雅各是一个有道德操守的人。
And he could be a fine man from man's perspective.
从人的眼光看的话呢，他好像是一个很好的人。
And in a sense, he was not that bad.
其实的话呢，他不是那么坏的。But
actually, from the perspective of God's word, we could see that he was a fleshly, he was also an earthly man.
但是从圣经里面的话，我们能看见说他是一个属地的人，他是一个属肉体的人。
And, yeah, in his natural inclination, he could only see the visible, and he could only feel the tangible, and he would like to grab what he liked, pleasing to his sight.
在他这个天然的倾向里面的话呢，他只能看见那些能看见的，他只能那个抓愿意抓那些具体的，所以他里面就是要夺那些他喜欢要的，他都要占为己有。
But it says that when we read the life of Jacob, sometimes we feel like it is just a story in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在读雅各的故事的时候，我们有的时候会觉得说，这圣经里面一个人物，圣经里面的故事。
But actually, we are just like a Jacob.
那实际上的话呢，我们每一个人都像雅各。
And we also have some in our natural state. We also have some moral integrity.
在我们天然人里面的话呢，我们也许也都有一点的道德操守。
And we are willing to do what is good.
我们愿意来行善。
And but when there is a conflict of interest, and when we try to go after our heart desire, and we could become very calculating.
但当然有一些利益冲突的时候，当我们来追求我们的心里面所愿意所要的东西的时候，那我们就成为一个工于心计的人。
We may probably use some schemes to grab what we desire.
我们甚至会用一些诡计来得到我们所要得到的东西。
And also like Jacob, by nature, and we are very earthly, we are just fleshly.
就像雅各一样，我们天然人也是属地的，也是属肉体的。
And most of our times, we just care what we can see, and with our physical eyes. And we just care what we can feel, what we can sense with our physical senses.
我们在大多数情况下面，我们也都是关心那些我们能看得见的，能摸得着的。
So when we read the Bible, when we come to the words or the phrase that Paul says, the things above, or talk about the things not seen are eternal, it could become very abstract to us.
当我们读圣经，读到说保罗里面提到说这个上面的事情，读到那些就是不能看见的、永远的事情的时候，对我们来讲都很抽象。
That's from our natural state, our natural mind.
这是从我们天然里面就这种观景。
And that was also true for Jacob.
这也是对雅各来说也是同样的观景。
From man's perspective, he might be a good person, but he was fleshly, he was earthly.
从人类角度看的话呢，他也许是一个好人，但是呢，他是属土的，他是属肉体的。
And that's the work the Lord was about to do in his life.
这就是神所要做的工作那个开始那个起点。
And then the Lord was to work in Jacob's life to transform him from the earthly to the heavenly.
我们的主要在雅各里面做工，把他从属地的变成属天的。
And from the fleshly to the spiritual.
要把他从这个属肉体的变成属灵的。
And also from the dishonorable to the glorious.
要把它从这种不尊贵的那种状态变成一个荣耀的状态。
Brothers, that also is the work the Lord is doing in yours and my life.
弟兄姊妹们，这也是神要在你和我里面所要做的工作。
So, the hand of the Lord was on Jacob.
神的手在雅各的身上。
So when we read the life of Jacob, there were a lot of dramatic stories.
当我们读雅各一生的时候，我们能看见很多好像很有戏剧性的一个故事。
And he had a lot of experiences before the Lord.
他在主的面前有很多的经历。
And all these experiences actually can be characterized by the four pillars he set up throughout his life.
所有的经历的话，我们都可以总结在这个四个柱子的这个见证里面。
And so what is the meaning of a pillar?
那这个柱子是什么样的含义呢？
And the pillar in the old ancient times is usually set up by a big stone.
在这个古代的话呢，这个柱子实际上就是一个大的石头。
And that serves as a memorial and also a witness to a certain event, certain experience.
这通常是为了纪念某个事情来设立的。
So, in Jacob's pillars,
我们讲到雅各的柱子。
So whenever he experienced the Lord,
每次当他经历到主的时候，
and whenever he had this turning point in his walk with the Lord,
当他与主同行生命中遇到一个转折点的时候，
and he would set up a pillar as a memorial and also as a public testimony.
他就会建立一个柱子，这个柱子作为纪念，这柱子也是一个公开的见证。
And the pillar itself also talk a little bit deeper than just what we can see outside.
这柱子的话呢，实际上有更深的属灵的含义，不光只是说我们外面所能看见的。
It is a public testimony, but that is a reflection about the impact in the life of Jacob.
这是一个公开的一个见证。这个见证的话呢，实际上要显明一件事情，就是他的经历在他的一生中，在生命里面有一个改变。
And there's a turning point.
在他的生命中有一个转折点。
Dear brothers and sisters, in our lives, do we have any pillars that we can set up?
弟兄姊妹们，在我们的生命中，在我们与主同行的经历里面，我们有没有这样的柱子能够立起来呢？
And maybe we have some experiences in the Lord, not as great, as monumental as Jacob's.
也许在我们里面的经历的话呢，不像雅各那样才那么重大。
And yet, in our life with the Lord, we should have some experience in Him.
但是呢，在我们与主同行的经历里面的话，我们应该有一些这个经历是值得纪念的。
And that experience should be impactful.
那些的事情，那个经历，在我们的一生里面是会产生重大的生命的影响的。
And that experience should have some turning effect in our walk.
在我们的与主同行的过程中，应该也会有这些转折点。
And those experiences should lead us into the personal knowledge of the Lord Himself.
这些属灵的经历能够把我们带到与主的更深的认识里面去。
And may not be as great as Jacob's.
也许不像这个雅各那样经历那么一个有戏剧性。
But hopefully we all have some pillars here and there along the way.
但是希望我们每一个人在这个与主同行的过程中间，在这里在那里总会有一些柱子能够立起来。
And for Jacob, all his pillars are centered around the theme of the house of God.
对雅各来说，他所有的柱子都是围绕一个主题，就是神的家这个主题。
So actually the term the house of God,in Chinese translation, it says the temple of God, I guess. It first appeared in Genesis chapter 28.
这个神的家的话呢，圣经里面翻译是说是神的殿。第一次的话呢，是在创世纪第二十八章里面。
Yes. Interesting enough, God first revealed his heart to find a dwelling place on earth to Jacob.
很有意思的是，神把他所要在地上得到一个居所的一个意念向雅各来启示。
In the vision the Lord revealed to Jacob, and the vision itself shows us the very nature of the house of God.
在这意象里面呢，神让雅各看见神的殿，能够把这个神的殿的性质让雅各也看见。
And also through that vision, the Lord started to work in Jacob's life so that his life could be compatible with what he saw.
借着那个意象，神就开始在雅各里面做工，使雅各的生命能够跟这个神的这个殿的这个意象能够相配。
Brothers and sisters, under the new covenant, we are all together, we are the house of God.
弟兄姊妹们，在新约里面，当我们聚在一起的时候，我们就是神的殿，就是神的家。
And we are being built together, and so that our Lord, our God can find dwelling place among us through the Holy Spirit, and we can worship Him together.
我们聚在一起，使我们的神借着圣灵得到一个居所，我们能够一起来敬拜，来服侍他。
And in Jacob's life,the vision and the work of the Lord in his life were represented by these four pillars.
在雅各的一生里面，那个他所看见的神的家的这个意象，就有这个四个柱子来代表。
And the first pillar that actually we mentioned that is in Genesis chapter 28. That is a pillar of a vision.
那第一个的话，柱子就在创世纪第二十八章里面，那里是看见说一个意象。
And that is concerning the vision is concerning the house of God.
那个意象的话呢，就是看见神的殿。
And in the passage which we just read, and he talked about when Jacob saw the vision in a dream.
在我们刚读的那圣经里面，我们看见说雅各在那里面有个梦，他梦中看见那个异象。
But under the new covenant, we could see the vision in our spirit, like our brother shared in the West Coast Christian Conference.
在新约里面的话呢，我们是在我们的灵里面呢看见那个异象，就像我们在西岸特会里面我们弟兄所提到的那个异象。
And the backstory of that vision is after that Jacob took his brother's actually he deceived and cheated his brother's blessing.
这个故事的背景就是说，当雅各用诡计来欺骗、来窃取了长子的这个祝福以后
，and his brother Esau was enraged at him and would like to kill him.
他的哥哥以扫就非常的愤怒，想要杀他。
And his mother Rebecca kind of make a suggestion and make a plan for Jacob so that he could run away and to his uncle's Laban's house.
他的妈妈就有一个建议，有个计划，就建议雅各跑到他舅舅拉班家里面去。
And Jacob, when Jacob was on the run, and he started this lonely and long journey alone.
在这个雅各在这个去逃难的路上的时候，他就有一个非常长的一个很艰难的一个旅程。
And he came to this place called Luz.
然后有一天他来到这个叫路斯的地方。
And when he came to this place, he was physically tired and mentally exhausted.
当他来到路斯这个地方的时候，他已经身心俱疲了。
And he was on the run, he was lonely, he was about to face a lot of uncertainty, and he has a lot of fear in him.
他在逃难的过程中间，他是一个人，他非常孤单，前面的话呢，是什么情况他也不知道。
And he came to the end of himself, and that's when the Lord appeared and revealed his heart to him.
好像他来到他人生的尽头，就在那个时候，神开始让他显现。
And brothers and sisters, there's a Christian saying that as we come to our end, that is the very beginning of our God.
弟兄姊妹们，作为基督徒，我们都知道有这样的一个说法，就是人的尽头就是神的起头。
That's when we come to our end. That's when we can no longer depend on ourselves.
就是说，当一个人来到他的尽头的时候，他不能依靠自己的时候。
No longer our ability, our wisdom, our strength.
不能靠我们的智慧，不能靠我们的能力，不能靠我们的力量的时候。
And that's when God could start His work.
这就是神开始做工的时候了。
But oftentimes we in our difficulty is that we still try to hold on to what we have.
但是很多时候那个难处就是我们要抓住我们所有的那个东西。
And that will hinder the work of the Lord in our lives.
那样的观点就阻止了神在我们身上做工的这个机会。
So Jacob spent the night at Luz and he had a dream.
雅各就在路斯过了一夜，他做了一个梦。
And in the dream he saw a ladder connecting the earth and reaching up to heaven.
在他的梦中，他看见一个梯子是连天和地的。
And the angel of God were ascending and descending on the ladder.
神的使者上去下来这个梯子上。
And the Lord was on the top of the ladder.
我们的主就在这个梯子的上头。
And speaking to him, reassuring the promise the Lord made with Abraham.
对他说话，跟他来经历我们的神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
And the Lord also promised Jacob he will be with him until.And also in the end, he would bring him back to the land of Canaan.
我们的主也允许雅各说他与他同在，并且最后要把他带回到他现在所在的地方。
When Jacob awoke from his dream, he said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven."
当雅各醒了说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道这地方是何等的可畏，这不是别的，是神的殿，是天的门。
And he took the pillar.He put under his head during his sleep, and he set it up as a pillar.
他就把他做枕头那个石头立起来，做成一个柱子。
So in Jacob's dream, he saw what the house of God would be.
在雅各的梦里面，他就看见神的殿是什么样子。
The dream itself is very rich in meaning, but one important characteristic he saw is the nature of God, of the house of God is heavenly.
这个梦的话呢，有很多属灵的含义。那其中有一个重要的点，就能看见说，这个神的殿是有个属天的。
But it says there is a ladder connecting heaven and earth.
有个梯子把天和地连在一起了。
We know that heaven is where God is.
我们知道神是在天上的。
And heaven was closed when man sinned, and when the door to the Garden of Eden was closed.
当人犯罪的时候，这个天就关闭了，那个通向伊甸的那个门就被有撞火焰的天使给封住了。
But we thank the Lord for His finished work on the cross.
但是我们感谢主在他十字架上所做成的工作。
The new and the living way has been opened.
一条又新又活的道路就打开了。
Brothers and sisters, as the children of God, we now have this open heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，作为神的儿女，我们现在有一个打开的天在我们上面。
And our Lord, He is the ladder, as John says, as we can see in John 1:51.
我们来看说，我们的主耶稣就是那个梯子，就像在约翰一书一章51节这里说的。
Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we have this connection with heaven.
借着我们的主，我们与天有个连结。So
brothers and sisters, the house of God on earth is connected to heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，神的殿在地上，可是却与天是相通的。And
it is like an embassy of heaven on earth.
就像天在地上有个领事馆。And
I remember about 30 years ago, I had a chance to visit Norway.
我记得30年前我有个机会要去那个挪威去玩。
Yeah, at that time I still need to get the visa. I don't know about now, but I need to get the visa. So I went to a Norwegian consulate in Poland at that time.
那个时候的话，我需要去办签证，我不知道现在情况怎么样。那时候呢，我就在波特兰的，就挪威的一个领事馆。
Yeah, I just checked online. It seems that office is permanently closed.
我刚刚那个查过，好像那个已经关掉了。Anyway,
almost 30 years ago, I went into that office.
差不多是30年前我去到领事馆。There
were only two or three staff members there.
那个时候大概只有两三个人在里面工作。And
they were this tall.
他们就好像就这样，这么高的一个。
Yeah, about this tall, and a male and a female.
不是很高，但就这么高。Oh,
that's pretty tall.
哦，那个人很高，那个很对，那个男人女人都很高，但有这么高。Yeah.
And all blonde.
他们是很强壮。哦，是，就是金发。哦，金发。
Yeah. And in the office, on all the walls, they posted all kinds of posters, sceneries and attractions in their country.
在寺庙的墙上的话呢，都有那些画，那个画呢都是他们的风景。So
to me, when I step in the office, I feel like I was already in the Viking country.
对我来讲的话呢，当我进到领事馆的时候，我就感觉说我已经到了维京的这样的一个地区了。Yeah,
and even before I step my foot on their land.
就是在我到达挪威之前，我已经感觉已经在那个环境的气氛里面了。And
for that particular office,
对那个办公室来讲,
and that office was in the States.
那个领事馆是在美国这块地方上面的,
and yet, people in that office talk a different language and had a different culture, and they were actually under a different sovereignty, and they got this direction from another government.
但是呢，那里面的人的话，他们说的另外一种语言，他们有另外一个文化，他们受另外一个政府的这个指导和管理。And
that actually they are in the States, but not of the States.
他们虽然在美国，可是却不属于美国。They
are extension of the government or territory of Norway.
他们是挪威政府主权的一个延伸。
But in this, so that is also, to me, that's a picture of what we are as a house of God in this world.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我来讲的话呢，也是神的殿在地上的一个图画。
We are in the world, but we are not of the world.
我们在这个世界上面，可是我们却不属于这个世界。
And we are under a different sovereignty.
我们是在一个不同的主权的领导底下的。
And we are under a different directions.
我们是受不同的这个主权的管理的。And
we live in a different life.
我们是活出一个不一样的人生来的。And
here we can see that our connection, our sovereignty is from heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，这里看见说我们的连接，我们的主权是从天上来的。And
we are under the direction of heaven, from our God.
我们是从我们的天，我们的神来引导我们来生活的。And
also in the Jacob's dream, what he saw that there were angels of God ascending and descending.
在雅各的梦里面，他看见说有神的使者在这梯子上上去下来。And
that talks about the fellowship of a house of God with heaven.
这里提到说这是一个交通，是天与地的交通。And
the fellowship itself is a two-way communication.
这个交通的话是双向的。And
it's ascending and also descending.
有个上去的方向，有个下来的方向。
And for our younger brothers and sisters, I would like to share this as a reminder.
对我们年轻的弟兄姊妹们，我要想分享一个鼓励。
And brothers and sisters, as we come before the Lord, it's a two-way communication, it's a fellowship with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们每次来到主的面前的时候，我们是一个双向的交通。
And we don't just come before the Lord with our requests and throw at the Lord to the Lord what we want.
我们并不是来到主的面前，把我们的需要扔在主的面前而已。
And rather, it's a two-way communication, and it's a time that we actually should spend before the Lord and see what the Lord has to say to us.
这是一个双向的交通，我们跟主说话，我们也听主跟我们说话。
And I really like the hymn by our sister Finney Crosby.
我实在是很喜欢 Crosby 姊妹的一首诗歌。
And she said that there's a hymn titled I Am Thy O Lord.
这里是在主面前小停留。我是属主的。主，我是属你。Yeah, there's a stanza.
It says, All pure delight of a single hour, that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend.
诗歌里面第三节这里说，费时虽不多，喜乐已难言，当我坐前小兜流。 俯伏你脚前，和你面对面，交通有如人间有。
Brothers and sisters, we can come before the Lord to have a fellowship with Him. It's a two-way communication. We can commune with Him as a friend with friend.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以来到主的面前，跟主有双向的交通，就像朋友一样，有没有交通？
If we come to a friend, we open our heart.
弟兄姊妹们，当我来跟朋友们在一起的时候，我们是我们的心打开的。
And we also expect our friend to open his or her heart.
我们也希望我们的朋友是把向着我们是打开他的心的。
It's an intimate, very close relationship. It's a very close fellowship.
这是一个很亲密的关系，是一个很亲密的一个交通。
Through our Lord, we have this fellowship, we have a connection with our God.
借着我们的主，我们跟我们的神有一个双向的交通。
And also, the house of God could also carry out the will of God, the authority of God on earth.
这个神的殿也是在地上把神的旨意在地上落实的一个地方。
And also the authority of God.
也是把神的权柄在地上彰显的地方。
And that is carried out in our corporate prayers, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这是借着我们团体的祷告来落实的。
And so we don't look lightly on our time of prayer.
我们不要轻看我们祷告的时间。
And yeah, we are ordinary people.
我们虽然是个普通人。
And a lot of times we don't know how to pray and we don't know what to pray.
很多时候我们不知道怎么祷告，不知道祷告什么。
But we thank the Lord because the one we pray to is extraordinary.
但是呢，我们所祷告的那一位，他是一个超凡的。
Yes, every Tuesday, brothers and sisters, as we gather together before our Lord.
每一个礼拜二的晚上，我们聚在面前，聚在主面前的时候。
We do fellowship with the Lord.
我们与主交通。
But in addition, we also exercise and carry out His will and authority on earth through our prayer.
另外，借着祷告，我们也把主赐给我们的权柄能够在地上彰显出来，并且能够把主的旨意能够落实在地上。
When the Lord says in Matthew 18, verse 18,
我们的主在马太福音18章18节这里说，
The Lord says, Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth has been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
主耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。So
our prayer is to carry out what has already been done on heaven.
我们的祷告是把在天上已经做成的事情落实在地上。
Brothers and sisters, we could see so many work of destruction of the enemy in the church and also in the life of God's people.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看到仇敌在地上，在每个人生命里面，在教会里面有很多这种摧毁的工作。
But we thank the Lord because all the work of the enemy has been bound in heaven.
但是我们感谢主，仇敌的工作在天上已经被捆绑了。
But we need to pray.
但是我们需要祷告。
And we need to pray so that the binding reality can be carried out and be realized on earth.
我们需要祷告，我们需要把仇敌的工作在天上已经捆绑那个事实带到地上来。
And there are so many bondages in our walk before the Lord.
在我们每一个人与主同行的过程中，也有很多的捆绑。
But we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
The loosing has been done in heaven.
神在天上已经把这个捆绑都释放了。
But we need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
We need to pray so that the work of a loosing of the Lord can be carried out on earth.
我们需要祷告，我们能把在天上已经被释放的那个事实，在地上能够落实，能够彰显出来。
Brothers and sisters, we shall not look lightly on our corporate prayer time.
弟兄姊妹们，不要轻看我们团体的祷告。
We need to come and pray.
我们需要来，我们需要一起祷告。
And it's a time to fellowship with the Lord, and also it's a time to exercise the authority of the Lord on earth.
因为这是我们在主面前与主交通的时间，也是在主面前能够把主赐给我们的权柄能够实行，能够彰显出来的时候。
And then Jacob in his dream, in his vision, he saw the nature of the house of God.
雅各在他的梦里面看见神的殿的一个实际。
And it's a heavenly, it's an earth connecting with the heaven.
这是属天的，这是地和天是相通相连的。
But Jacob's life was not compatible with the reality of a house of God.
但是雅各的生命在那个时候跟神的殿这个实际还 不相合。
And therefore, the Lord started to work in his life.
所以神在雅各的生命里面开始做工。
And we know that to us, our Lord himself is the very reality of house of God, because he is the letter, the angel of God ascending and descending on him.
我们知道主就是神的殿那个实际，他就是那个梯子，使者，神的使者在他身上是上去下来的。
So that's why the Lord is also doing his work of transforming in our lives, so that we can be transformed into his image and also be compatible with the reality of house of God.
所以我们的主要让我们每个人身上做一个变化的工作，使我们的生命能够被改变，能够跟他的生命相配合，能够看他的神的殿的这个实际能够相配合。
And so now that leads us to the second pillar.
所以那我们就来看第二个柱子。
And the second pillar is a pillar of a separation.
第二个柱子就是一个分别的柱子。
And the pillar was set up after Jacob spent 20 years with Laban in Haran.
这个柱子是在雅各已经在巴勒亚兰跟拉邦生活了20年之后立起来的。
Yeah, that was actually for those 20 years of, those 20 years were a period of period of time, and that was a very dark and challenging.
那个20年对雅各来讲的话呢，是一个很黑暗、很具有挑战性的日子。
And he got married. He had two wives, and he had a big family.
他有两个妻子，他有一个很大的家庭。
And yet, his family life was a very challenging, full of strife.
但是他的家庭生活却是充满了挑战，充满了争吵。
And on top of that, he had a pretty bad boss.
在那些难处之上，他还有一个很坏的老板。
And he had to deal with his uncle Laban.
他需要来跟他的叔叔，这个舅舅，跟他的舅舅在这里勾心斗角。
We know that Jacob was very cunning, and yet Laban was his equal, if not more.
我们知道雅各本来就是一个很有诡计的人，那个拉班的话呢，甚至比他更诡计。
And we probably can imagine, what a life Jacob had, in those, 20 years from our modern perspective.
我们也许从我们的角度，从现在生活的角度，我们可以想象一下，那个雅各在那个二十年里面，他怎么过这个日子的。
And so, say, you have a pretty, demanding, calculating boss at work.
你有一个这个要求很多很高的一个老板。
Yeah, so you spend long hours in the office.
你在办公室里面度过了很长的一天时间。
Finally, it's a time to go home.
然后你到回家的时候了。
But the moment that you step into your house,
就在你的脚踏进你家门的那一刻。
And you can face the screaming and also fighting.
然后呢，你听到的就是那个争吵，就那个吵架的声音。
And instead to find the rest and the comfort at home, you're going to go through another round of a challenge.
你本来回家是希望有安息，希望有享受，希望有和睦，可是你面对的就是另外一堆的一个麻烦事。
That probably is a glimpse of Jacob's life in those 20 years.
那个呢，只是我们看见的一小点雅各在那二十年里面所经历的日子。
But that's what the Lord was dealing with Jacob in those 20 years as well.
那二十年里面就是神在雅各里面来做工的那个二十年。
Because in those 20 years, he was away from the Lord's promised land.
在那二十年里面，他是远离的神所赐给他的应许地。
And he was dealing with Laban with his own strength and own wisdom, in other words, in his flesh.
他是在他的肉体里面靠着自己的智慧靠着自己的力量跟他的舅舅拉班在那里勾心斗角。
So he got into all kinds of trouble.
他是遇到了很多各样的麻烦。
Brothers and sisters, it's such an important reminder to you and to me.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我们来讲的话呢，是一个很重要的提醒。
If we are away from the Lord,
如果我们远离神,
if we are away from the house of God,
如果我们远离了神的家,
if we are in the world, try to deal with the matters with our own strength and wisdom,
如果我们在世界里面是靠我们自己的智慧和力量来对付这世界的事情,
we are doomed to get into all kinds of troubles.
我们注定要遇到各式各样的麻烦。
But we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
At the end of 20 years, the Lord spoke to Jacob again, and he took his family and fled from Laban.
在过了这20年之后, 我们的主向雅各来说话, 然后雅各就带着家,
Then Laban chased Jacob and his family and caught up with him at Mizpah.
然后雅各就带着他的全家就逃离他舅舅拉班，然后拉班就追赶他, 最后在基列山追上了。
And the Lord appeared to Laban in a dream the night before and warning him not to harm Jacob.
我们的主在拉班追上雅各之前的头一天的晚上跟拉班梦里面来说话，告诉拉班说你不要难为你的外甥。
Upon meeting with Laban, Jacob set up a pillar as a witness, also as a dividing line between himself and also Laban.
最后跟拉班就是和好之后的话呢，他们就雅各就建了一个柱子，作为一个分别，然后呢，也作为一个界限。
And on the one hand, say they're going to remember each other.
我不是我这个纪念不是说他们要互相纪念自己。
On the one hand.
一方面的话呢，他们是要互相纪念。
Yeah, but on the other hand, say that we are not going to cross a line. You are not come here. I'm not going there.
另外一方面的意义就是说他们不要越界。
Yeah, it is a separation.
这是一个分别。
And it is a separation from the world and also from the flesh.
这是一个与世界的分别，也是与肉体的分别。
The house of God is a heavenly in nature.
我们神的殿的话呢，在性质上它是属天的。
And our elder brother just shared with us last Sunday concerning the church life in Corinth.
我们兄弟兄在上个组织刚刚提到是哥林多的教会的这个聚会生活。
And because the influence of the world and also the activity of the flesh, and there were all sorts of difficulties and issues in their life together.
因着这个教会的，因着这个世界的影响，因着我们肉体的这个搅扰，在聚会生活里面有很多很多的问题。
Brothers and sisters, as we gather together to live out the reality of a house of God, we need to have this separation.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们聚在一起的时候，在过聚会生活的时候，我们需要有这个与世界分别的这样的一个时机。
And this is a separation from the world and also from our flesh.
这是与世界分别和与肉体分别。
And the third pillar is a pillar of a transformation.
第三个柱子的话，讲到这个改变的柱子。Yeah,
and that is the we know that after the first pillar, when Jacob saw the vision of the house of God.
当第一个柱子讲到说雅各看见这个神的殿的这个异象。
And many years had passed.
许多年过去了。
And the Lord continued to work in his life so that his life could become compatible with what he saw. After many years, when Jacob returned to Bethel,
许多年以后，当雅各再回到这个伯特利这个地方,
and God once again appeared to him and reassured the promise God had for Abraham.
神再一次向雅各来显现，再跟他经历神向着亚伯拉罕的应许。
And when God spoke to him, and God once again said, "Your name is Jacob. You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name."
这是神对他说，你的名原是雅各，从今以后不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列。
So after the Lord descended and departed from him, Jacob set up his third pillar.
当神离开他之后， 雅各就建立了第三个柱子。
And here we can see that God changed Jacob's name from Jacob to Israel.
这里我们看见说神把雅各的名字改了，从雅各变成以色列。
But actually this is the second time God did that.
这实际上是神第二次给雅各改名字了。
And the first time it was when Jacob returned from Haran and departed from Laban, and he wrestled and struggled with the Lord at a place called Penuel.
实际上第一次的话呢，是说雅各离开拉班，回到 他回到这个地方的时候，在一个地方叫比鲁伊勒的地方，他遇见神，跟神摔跤的地方。
And the Peniel means facing God.
那个比鲁伊勒的意义就是说面对面看见神了。
And it's a time of a personal encounter with God.
这是雅各那里面有对神一个个人的经历。
And that's the night before he was about to meet Esau.
那是雅各在遇见以扫之前的头一个晚上。
And he was alone.
他是独自一个人。
And at that moment, the angel of the Lord came to him and wrestled with him.
在那个时候，神的使者来遇见雅各，跟雅各摔跤。
And actually, Jacob was wrestling and struggling with God all night long.
雅各那个晚上，一整个晚上跟神的使者摔跤。
Eventually, the angel of God touched the socket of his thigh.
最后，神的使者摸了一下雅各的大腿窝。
And Jacob became lame.
雅各就瘸了。
And afterwards, the angel of the Lord says, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men, and have prevailed."
从那时候，那个天使说，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。
We all know that the meaning of Israel is a prince of God and or rule with God.
我们知道以色列这个名字的意义就是神的王子。 或者说是与神一同掌权。
But there's another meaning, means that God prevails.
还有另外意义就是神得胜。
So it is a wonderful name.
这实在是一个非常美好的名字。
Because he allowed God to prevail in his life, then he could rule with God.
因为我们需要允许神在我们的生命中得胜，然后我们才能够与神一同掌权。
And it is a personal encounter with the Lord that Jacob was transformed from as a planter, from the one who grabbed things and to a honorable prince of God.
正是在这一次与神这样的一个奇妙的经历里面，那个雅各就能够从原来一个抓取掠夺者，变成一个神的王子这样一个尊贵的一个身份。
And the touching of the socket of his thigh is the work of the cross.
那个大腿窝被摸了一下，这代表十字架的工作。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord now is also doing his work in you and also in me.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的主现在也在你和我里面做这个十字架的工作。
We probably just like Jacob, before we have this personal encounter with the Lord, we would like to depend on ourselves.
我们就像雅各一样，当我们跟主之间有这样个人的经历的时候，我们都是依靠我们自己的。
And we have this strong will. A lot of times we know what the Lord is after, but we are struggling with Him, not willing to give up.
我们的意志很强，很多时候我们知道神要什么，可是我们跟神摔跤，我们不愿意来顺服。
Our struggling and our wrestling with Him could last even probably more than one night.
我们跟神之间的摔跤可能远远超过一个晚上。
But it was not until the Lord touched the socket of our thigh.
但直到我们的神摸了我们大腿窝的时候。
And we are willing to submit ourselves to Him.
我们就愿意在他面前服下来。
Our self-reliance turned into the trust in the Lord.
我们自己自我依赖就变成我们来依赖主，依靠主。
And our now dependence is on the Lord.
然后我们的依靠，我们的信靠就在主的身上。
And that's the moment that the transforming work of God is on us, transforming us from Jacob to Israel.
就在那个时候，神在我们的工作，要把我们从雅各变成以色列。
Brothers and sisters, as a chosen of God, we all have this glorious end.
弟兄姊妹们，作为神的儿女，我们都有一个荣耀的一个终点在前面。
And eventually we're going to rule, we're going to reign together with Christ.
因为最终有一天我们要与我们的主，我们的基督一同来坐船掌权。
But now for the days on earth, we are still in training.
现在在地上的时候，我们是在训练的时候。
And the Lord is teaching us to allow us to teach us how to allow Him to prevail, to rule in our lives.
这个训练里面主要教导我们，我们怎么样能够让我们的主来得胜。
If we are willing,
如果我们愿意的话。
And then the work of the Lord can be carried out in us.
那么神的工作在我们身上就能够做成。
And then we can into the transforming work of the Lord.
那我们就能够被带到这个十字架完成的这个改变的工作里面。
So that was his experience. Jacob's experience at the Peniel was his personal experience, personal encounter with the Lord.
这就是雅各在比鲁伊勒。 亲自面对面遇见神这样的一个经历。
But when he returned to Bethel, to the house of God,
当他回到伯特利，回到神的家的时候，
And once again his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. So, brothers and sisters, we can see that our personal experience is not just for you and for me, for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们，你要看见说我们个人之间与主的经历，都不只是为了你和我个人的。
Rather, it is for the house of God.
乃是为了神的家的。
And the more experience we have in the Lord by the work of the cross,
借着十字架，我们在主面前有更多的属灵的经历的时候，
the experience of the work of the cross.
我们在经历十字架的经历的时候，
yeah, the more we have that experience, more have that experience of that work.
如果我们有更多的经历十字架的工作，
yeah, and then the more Israel will be in you and also in me.
那我们在每个人里面有没有更多的这个完整的成分就能够显出来？
And in our corporate life, there will be more, yeah, more of the reality of the house of God.
那在我们团体的聚集里面的话呢，我们就有更多的显出这个神的家的一个实际来了。And
so we still have one more pillar.
我们还有一个柱子要讲。We
quickly go through that.
我们要很快的来提一下。And
the fourth pillar is a pillar of a perfection.
最后一个柱子讲到这个是成全的柱子。And
it was set up at Rachel's grave.
这是在那个拉结的坟墓旁边建立起来的。So
after Jacob set up his third pillar at Bethel.
当雅各在伯特利建立这第三个柱子的时候，
and after a period of time, he and his family resumed their journey back to Isaac's place in Hebron.
他们过一段日子之后，他们雅各和他的家就到了希伯伦。
But when they were on their way to Bethlehem,
当他们要去伯利恒的时候，
and Rachel was in severe labor, and she was about to give birth to a son. She was able to give birth to a son, but she died at the childbirth.
那时候拉结要生孩子，但是遇到产难，对，她要生了一个孩子，后来就死了。
And Rachel was we all know that Rachel was Jacob's beloved.
我们知道拉结是雅各所最爱的。
And Jacob loved Rachel very, very dearly.
雅各爱拉结爱得非常深。
And but this is a very, very sad and the sorrowful sin.
这是一个很伤心、很难过的一个情景。
But it is also a sin of a contradiction.
但是实际上是跟我们所看见是相矛盾的。
There's two sides of this sin.
但是呢，从这个情景里面，我们看见有两方面。
Yeah, and on the one hand is death.
一方面的话，我们看见死亡。
It's sorrowful.
是伤心难过。
But on the other hand is a new birth.
另外一方面呢，看见一个新生。
It's a joy.
看见喜乐。
And on the one hand, it's a hopeless.
在一边的话呢，好像是没有盼望。
And on the other hand, there's a hope.
另外一边的话，却有盼望。
And brothers and sisters, actually, that is a deeper work of the cross in Jacob's life.
弟兄姊妹们，这是十字架在雅各的里面做一个很深的工作。
In his pain and sorrow, Rachel named her son Ben-Oni.
在 Rachel 临死的时候，在他的痛苦里面，他给他的儿子起名叫便俄尼。
That means a son of a son of my sorrows.
那个意思呢，就是说我的痛苦之子。
But we thank the Lord through all the work Jacob has Jacob has experienced in the Lord.
感谢主，借着主在雅各里面所做的工作。
And now Jacob could rise up in faith.
雅各能够在信心里面起来。
And in such a sad, sorrowful scene and situation, he could have a different perspective.
在这样一个外面看起来好像很难过、很伤心、很痛苦的光景里面，他能够有不同的眼光。
It's a perspective from faith.
他从信心里面有一个眼光。
In sorrow, he could see hope.
在他的痛苦里面，他看见了盼望。
In death, he could see life.
在死亡里面看见了生命。
And that is from the eye of our faith, brothers and sisters, we can sing songs of praise even in a very dark, long night.
这是从信心的眼光里面能看见，即使你在这个很长长的这个黑夜里面，你可以来赞美、来感谢神。
And it all happened on their way to Bethlehem.
在他们去伯利恒的路上。
And Bethlehem means the house of bread, that means abundance.
这伯利恒的意思就是面包之家，就是神的丰盛。
So through the deeper work of the cross, and Jacob was brought into the abundance in the Lord.
这个十字架很深的工作，那个雅各就被带到神的丰盛里面。
And now the Lord is doing His work in you and also in me.
现在神就在你和我的里面来做这同样的工作。
through the work of the cross.
借着十字架的工作。
And there might be sorrow and there might be some difficulties.
也许会有伤心难过，也许会有困难。
And but there will be joy and hope.
但是呢，我们会有盼望和喜乐在前面。
And eventually there is abundance in the end.
最终的话呢，我们有丰盛的那个人生在等着我们。
And that we thank the Lord because the good work He has begun, He will perfect it.
我们感谢主，他是那位在我们里面起的善工要做到完全的那一位。
And the Lord was perfecting His good work at the fourth pillar of Jacob.
神要借着雅各的第四个柱子，借着这个十字架的工作，能够做成那个完美的工作。
Brothers and sisters, so as we together, we are the house of God.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们聚在一起的时候，我们就是神的殿，就是神的家。
And our gathering together is not just some kind of routine meeting.
我们聚在一起不光只是例会而已。
And our corporate life is to show forth the reality of the house of God.
我们团体的聚集就是要把神的生命来彰显出来。
And it is directed, it is under a heavenly realm, heavenly realm.
是被天引导，是被天管理的。
And our time, life together has been transformed so that as our life together can really manifest the reality.
我们每个人的生命都被改变，像耶稣。当我们聚在一起的时候，我们就能够彰显了天的实际在我们中间。
And we thank the Lord for that.
我们为着这个来感谢主。
And may the Lord continue His perfecting work in each one of us.
我们来盼望主在我们里面继续使那个善功能完成。
And so that our life together will show forth His abundance.
使我们每个人的生命能够聚在一起的时候，能显出主的丰盛来。
And let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we really want to thank you for your great salvation.
主，我们实在为你伟大的救恩来感谢你。
And not only you have saved us, you are saving us to the uttermost.
你不光是拯救了我们，你还把我们拯救到极处。
Not only have we experienced you individually, Lord, you have put us together collectively as your house.
我们不光是每一个人能够经历的救恩，你把我们放在一起，让我们成为神的家，成为神的殿。
Lord, we feel like a lot of time we just like Jacob.
主耶稣，我们感觉说很多时候我们就像雅各一样。
And we are prompt to run away from you.
我们好像里面有个倾向性要逃避，要离开你。
And we thank you because you will not let us go.
我们感谢你，你不会放弃我们，你不让我们跑出去。
And you have begun the good work, you will perfect it.
你在我们里面开始的善功，你并且都做到完全。
And so Lord, we pray that, and we all have this willing heart.
主，我们祷告，你赐给我们愿意的心。
And to co-work with you.
让我们与你来同工。
And to submit ourselves to you.
让我们把自己放在你的权柄底下。
And so that your work can be carried out.
让你的工作能够在我们身上能够落实。
And we thank you and praise you for speaking to us.
我们谢谢你今天早晨对我们的心来说话。
And even our words are incomplete, very simple.
虽然我们的话很简单，虽然我们的话不完全。
And yet, Lord, we thank you because your work is perfect.
但是我们感谢你，你的工作是完全的。
We bow down and give you thanks.
我们在你面前低头伏伏下拜，感谢你。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.